Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3364BN. Today's date is May 28th, 2024, and the title of the episode is 16-Year Plan Used Against the Deep State, World War III. Can you serve from jail? It had to be this way. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, threeharmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Today's the day. The Freedom Collection is live. Head to patriotsapparel.shop now to grab your limited edition designs. And I couldn't do this without all of you amazing patriots. Plus, we've got special promotions. Get free gifts when you spend $50, $75, and $125. Don't wait. These items won't last long. Thank you, and God bless America. Let's get into the economic collapse, political, and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. You can see that they are now panicking because, again, Trump has the people. And what Trump has done from the very, very beginning, he has turned their entire plan around and he's using it against them to show the people the truth, to show the people the criminal syndicate, to show what they have in store for this country. And basically what they have in store is to destroy this country. So Trump, he took their 16-year plan and he let the deep state players do what they do best. They went ahead and they pushed their plan because they were way behind schedule. Trump interfered with everything that they wanted to do because he came in 2016. Remember, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win that election. She was supposed to bring us to war. Trump countered all of that. So to get themselves back on track, what did they have to do? They had to go all out. Now, Trump, he knew that the people would then see it because instead of having this plan over 16 years, he compressed it all into four. And when you do something like that, the people can see it all. And that's exactly what the people are seeing. Remember, over 16 years, they were supposed to be in control. They were supposed to control the narrative. They had control over the fake news and they had control over social media platforms. So they controlled all the information. They controlled everything, and they thought over 16 years, they would be able to pull this off, and people wouldn't even know that this was a 16-year plan that they had to destroy America. Trump, when he came in, he countered all of it, called out the fake news, and people started to look into things. People started to think logically, and once people started to do that, they started to realize that, yes, that is the fake news. They push propaganda. Trump then had them do everything within 4 years of the president's time, which means the people would see the plan, their 16-year plan. So he just let them do it. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Let the people see it. Let the people make the decision. What do you want? Do you want what they're offering? Or do you want to make America great again? Now, we're not finished with the 16-year plan. We're heading into an economic collapse. We're heading into World War III. We're already starting to see this. We're already starting to see China make moves on Taiwan. Taiwan is now beefing up their armed forces. We see this out in Ukraine, where Russia is saying now that they're very nervous about some type of nuclear catastrophe. And this is building all over the place. We have North Korea firing ballistic missiles over Japan. Japan having sirens go off and people taking cover. So this is building and building and building. And this is all part of the 16-year plan. And this is what the people are now seeing. Again, when we approach the economic collapse, when we approach war, people in this country will have to make their decision. They'll have to decide, do you like what the deep state is doing? Do you like them destroying the country? Do you like the economy being destroyed? And do you like going to war? If you don't, well, then vote for Trump. If you do, Biden's your man or Michelle's your girl or man, vote for them. I think the majority of Americans, when we get through all of this, and yes, we're getting into a scary part of the plan. This is going to wake up a lot of people. And people are going to force themselves to say, we don't want war. Because if they don't want war, then they got to vote for Trump. And those D's that do not like Trump, this is going to be very, very difficult for them. But I do believe that they are going to make the decision. They will do it because they are going to reach the precipice. And Trump, along the way, with everything that we're seeing, he's showing you how the deep state, the criminal syndicate, how it actually works. And we know that he has a couple of indictments and he is on trial right now. And it looks like from everything that we're seeing, even though when you look at the case, there is no case, they don't have anything on him. People are saying, yeah, this should have been canceled a long time ago. It looks good for Trump. It looks like the jury's going to acquit and say there's nothing here. But again, think about what the judge is doing. The judge is instructing the jury. Most of the jury, I think 87% of them, don't even like Trump. So I do believe that most likely, and if I was Trump, this is what I would do, I would have them rule that, yes, I am guilty, and I would be put into prison. Now, this could be in a cell, and maybe he's in a cell for a day or two, and maybe it's house arrest, maybe it's something like that. But again, think about what would happen. The people would look at this and the people would say, you know what? This guy really is for the people. He's willing to go to jail. He's willing to fight these people every step of the way. And once the deep state does this, he is the people's president completely. And the deep state, they won't be able to reverse this. Now, of course, the deep state, what are they going to do? They're going to say that Trump is a threat to democracy. They're going to use January 6th. They're going to say, do you really want this criminal that was found guilty to run the country? He is a threat to democracy. The people are going to look at this and say, yes, I rather have someone that stands up for the people. I rather have someone that stands up for truth. I rather have someone that battles the deep state every step of the way. Because when you look at the trial, when you look at everything, we know that this is a political hit on Trump. And this is exactly what the people are going to see. And just from Robert De Niro showing up at the trial, remember, Biden is doing all this. You could tell it's a political hit against Trump, and he's trying to campaign on this trial. This is all going to backfire on the deep state and the D's. This is going to make Trump more powerful than before. And it had to be this way. The people needed to wake up. The people needed to see it all. The people needed to understand what the criminal syndicate is, what the criminal syndicate is capable of, and how the criminal syndicate is trying to destroy this country and bring us to war. And I think in the end, the people are going to realize this, and the people are going to see it very, very clearly, which means Trump is going to have the majority of the people. Trump is going to make this election too big to rig. And we could see that his plan is working. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, as we can see, those people that have been installed into the House, the Senate, and many other positions around the country, you can see these individuals that are installed, they are part of the criminal syndicate and they are corrupt. And every day that passes, we're getting word of more and more corruption, which is not really surprising because this is what the entire system is today. They've just been hiding it from the people. So this independent investigator and president of Election Watch, Peter Bernenger, has publicly accused the far-left U.S. Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin of criminally laundering an astounding $27 million in campaign contributions from Smurfs. According to Investopedia, Smurfing, named after the popular cartoon character, is a money laundering technique involving structuring large amounts of cash into multiple small transactions. Smurfs often spread these small transactions over many different accounts to keep them under regulatory reporting limits and to avoid detection. Election Watch claimed in its complaint to have identified thousands of ultra-small dollar donations made in the names of hundreds of mostly elderly donors, none of whom have any idea what they had made such donations when a private investigator asked them about it. The Federal Election Commission states the average number of political donations an individual makes if donating is 1.4 per year. The complaint against Janet for Justice alleges 239 donors donated more than 10 times each to Janet for Justice. And they caught another individual. This is how they do it. It's absolutely unbelievable, because remember, when they launder the money and they want to give it back to their campaign, what do you got to do? Well, you can't say, hey, by the way, we just laundered the money from the U.S. government, from all the taxpayers, and now we're just going to give it to our, you know, campaign. They got to have people. They got to make it look like they're donating. This is where we're getting all our money. So once again, you can see the criminal syndicate. It's becoming very, very clear. And all you got to do is look at Biden and you see the criminal syndicate. And what's very interesting is Hunter Biden, he's been trying to get out of the gun purchase prosecution, and he's not doing too well in getting out of this. And I do believe the deep state players, what they're doing right now is they're making sure that this is putting pressure on Joe Biden. Because, listen, if you're part of the criminal syndicate and you're the resident, do you really think the DOJ is going to bring charges, even if it's Delaware or anywhere else? Do you really think they're going to bring charges against Hunter? No, I do believe this is being driven by the other deep state players who want Joe Biden gone. And they're saying, listen, this is going to continue to happen unless you do what we say. Just like with Menendez, just like with everyone else. If they don't, if you go against the criminal syndicate or they want you out, they will use these things against you. Josh Gernstein put this out on X and said, appeals court rejects Hunter Biden's bid for a pretrial appeal on Second Amendment issues in federal gun purchase prosecution in Delaware. Third Circuit Court says not an appealable order until after conviction. So looks like Hunter Biden's not getting out of this. But what's very interesting about all this is that Joe Biden made a surprise late night visit to Haley Biden, a witness in Hunter Biden's case, just 8 days before the trial is set to begin. And remember that Hunter dated Haley and Haley is Beau's widow. That's very interesting. So why did Biden actually go there? Well, they're trying to convince everyone that he went there because it's the anniversary of his son's Beau's death. And it just so happens that a trial's about to start. And I'm sure Biden probably had some instructions for Haley on what to do during the trial. I mean, really think about it. Do you think he went there just because it was the anniversary? Absolutely not. He was there instructing her. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Hunter Biden used his dad's appearance at a Sandy Hook shooting memorial event to coordinate a previously unknown planned meeting between Joe Biden and a Chinese business partner. Now, how do we know this? Well, all of a sudden, these text messages were unveiled. On December 12, 2017, Hunter messaged CEFC executive Liu Yingdong on WeChat to arrange a meeting with his powerful dad. Can you meet this evening? Earlier, Hunter wrote in the message obtained by the IRS investigators, my father will be in New York also, and he wants me to attend the Sandy Hook memorial service with him, and I would like him to meet you along with my uncle Jim Biden, and then you and I can talk. Let me know if that works. No problem, Liu replied. Please let me know where and when to meet. That's very interesting. The whole thing with them is completely and utterly falling apart, just like it's going to fall apart for the D's. Remember, when this is all said and done, the D party is going to cease to exist. And it looks like with this extradition trial that is now happening and with Trump telling everyone that he is seriously considering, if he's elected president, which I do believe he will be, he might pardon Julian Assange, which means that if Julian Assange is brought back here to the United States, he can reveal everything and Trump then can pardon him. That is very interesting. Would that bring out the truth about what happened to Seth Rich? What happened with the servers and this entire story about Russia hacking the DNC servers? That would then disappear. I mean, we all know it's fake because Binney did the calculations and he figured out that there's no way that Russia would be able to take all this data across from here in the United States all the way to Russia. It had to be some type of USB drive at the time. So I do believe this is going to blow the lid off of everything. Just like when Durham showed that Hillary Clinton, Obama, they were all involved in the Russian collusion hoax. They were all involved in the Alpha Bank hoax. So now you're going to see another part of it. And this is just going to get worse and worse for the D's, for the entire criminal syndicate. Everything is now falling apart around them. And it looks like the Patriots now are going to be taking control over a lot of the publications. And all this propaganda is going to probably stop. Now, I'm not saying all of it, but we're going to take over certain publications where we're going to be able to get the message out there. And we can see that this is already happening right now. When you look at the SEC filing, it shows that Vivek has purchased an activist stake in BuzzFeed. So right now, Vivek has purchased about a 7.7% stake consisting of 2.7 million shares between March 14th and May 21st at costs ranging from $1.47 to $2.51 per share. So this is going to be very interesting because, again, once Vivek has control over BuzzFeed, what happens? That means he will be dictating what BuzzFeed is putting out there, and they're going to use actual journalists, and they're actually going to look at the facts to put the information out there, which means the deep state players are going to have to battle against Truth, against X, against Rumble, against BuzzFeed. Slowly but surely, you could see the Patriots, they're building this network that is going to tell the truth, and it's going against the deep state players. Now, again, we know that the deep state players, what they want to do is they want to make sure they have the control of information, and they don't like people looking back in time. And what's very interesting is that over the weekend, it looks like archive.org, where that's the Wayback Machine where you can look back in time, it looks like they were being attacked and they were under a DDoS attack. And they're saying that the data is not affected, but you couldn't reach it. So were they testing something? Were they seeing, well, can we actually bring the entire system down and actually make sure that nobody can look back in time? I do believe this is exactly what they were doing. And the Internet Archive on X put this out and says, "We are continuing to experience service disruptions due to a recurrence of a DDoS attack. We'll post updates in this thread." So I do believe they are now basically probing to see what they can do because, again, they don't want people looking back in time. They don't want people looking at what they said because you can look at everything. You can look at news articles. You could look at X posts. You can look at Truth posts. You can look at pretty much everything. And it looks like they're going to try to stop this as best they possibly can because, remember, we are in an information war. And I do believe as we approach the presidential elections, they're going to try to control as much information as possible. But I do believe in the end, they will not be able to control any of it. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have control, and the truth will get out there one way or another. Now, the other thing that we see happening is that Macron and Trudeau, they are having a very difficult time. All these installed individuals that were put into place by the World Economic Forum, it looks like they're having a very difficult time. The people are going against them now. And I do believe most of these individuals are going to be voted out. We see Macron, he's losing his grip on the people in France. And when you look at Canada, it looks like Trudeau is running out of time. FX Hedge put this out and said, "If you think Biden has troubles, just look at Trudeau. He has trailed in the polls by double digits for nearly a year. And the outlook for the once popular prime minister is so grim that some old guard liberals had been grumbling that maybe he should just step down and give someone else a shot to turn it around and win a fourth term. Trudeau has less than 17 months before he must hold an election and face off against an ascendant conservative party and its firebrand populist leader, Pierre Poilievre. Trouble is, nothing he's tried so far to improve his standing has worked." And you could see that the people now are demanding a true leader in these countries. When you look at El Salvador, when you look at Argentina, when you look at Norway, when you look at Canada, when you look at France, it's all changing now. Here in the United States, you can see it's changing. The people are waking up. The people are seeing the true people's president. And this is a disaster for the deep state players because they never wanted people to see any of this. They wanted to keep this hidden until the very, very end. But we could see it is not working right now, and it's completely and utterly falling apart. And when the deep state loses control, what do? They got to cover up everything, which means they got to bring the entire world to war. I mean, think about what they did to just to cheat in the election. They released a virus and they censored the true epidemiologists, the true doctors, the true scientists, and they tricked the world into thinking that if you stepped outside, you would die. Just to cheat in the election to get rid of Trump. Now, think about what's happening with this election. Trump is running in the 2024 election. He has the people. To stop Trump from winning, they just can't cheat this time around because they know that he has the people. To cover up their crimes, they would rather destroy the world. They would rather have death and destruction. And that has always been their 16-year plan, but Trump has turned it around on them. But you could see this is where they're trying to bring the people of this world. They will try to bring people to war. And if you look out in Ukraine, what do you see happening? You see the war is escalating. OSINT Defender put this out on X. It says, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Ukraine announced today that he, alongside Ukrainian Minister of Defense, had now signed documents which would allow the French armed forces to begin in-country training for members of the Ukrainian military, with the first French instructors expected to arrive in Ukraine soon to begin familiarizing themselves with training sites as well as their staff. So what happens when these individuals get fired upon? Well, you know they're going to react one way or another. Maybe not the first time, but you could see how they're setting all of this up. And yes, they're going to push very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Israel now, they are now heading into Rafah. They're bringing their tanks into the center of Rafah. And you can see the deep state is panicking right now. Hamas is panicking. And the more Israel moves in and destroys Hamas, the more propaganda they're going to spew out there. And they're going to try to reach people's emotions. They're going to use children. They're going to use anything they possibly can because they are being destroyed. And we saw this in Ukraine. There is no difference whatsoever. But you know what happened? Biden, he decided to build this floating pier to spend $500 million, and the whole thing is completely and utterly falling apart. Amuse put this out on X and said, Biden decided without permission to spend more than $500 million building a pier to deliver aid to Gaza. Palestinian terrorists intercepted every ounce of aid. The U.S. military suffered multiple casualties. Now the pier is sinking into the ocean. So it wasn't Israel blocking the aid. It was the Palestinian terrorists that were blocking the aid to the people. Shouldn't these college students be protesting against the Palestinian terrorists? Because once again, they're the ones who are causing the problem there. These are the deep state funded terrorists. And Trump and the Patriots, they're putting an end to this. Now, like we said from the very, very beginning, we could see World War III is approaching. And when Trump came into the White House when he was elected in 2016, he countered the deep state's plan because Hillary Clinton was elected. We were heading towards nuclear war. And this was part of their 16-year plan. And actually, Trump actually confirms this. He did a interview with Tim Pool, and he mentioned in the interview that if Hillary won in 2016, there would have been a nuclear war costing millions of lives. And this is exactly what many have come to believe. And now he's confirming all of this. So think about this. If he's confirming this, that must mean the 16-year plan is real. It must mean that he now has turned this around and he's allowing them to follow through on the 16-year plan. Just take a listen to what he said here.
It will say that if Hillary won that race, you would have had a nuclear war and millions of people would have been killed. And you weren't even close to that. It never happened. It was never going to happen. I got along great with him, and it just never was going to happen.
Were you at all scared in any way when you crossed into an enemy country?
Well, I wouldn't say that Secret Service was thrilled. And in those blue buildings, there were lots of people in those buildings that I looked at. You know the two blue buildings on each side with the windows. And I looked in those windows, and there were a lot of things happening in those. Someday I'll tell you about it. But no, I felt very safe. I felt my relationship with him, as you know, was very hostile. Little rocket man and all that. But then all of a sudden, it morphed. He respected me. I respected him. And we ended up, once we got to know each other, we ended up very good. A very smart guy, very strong guy. He's the absolute leader of that country. You know, for those that think he's not, they're wrong. And I got to know him very well. I even did a press conference. He never did a press conference before. I said, would you like to do a press conference? And we did a press conference, if you remember. And then he said, that's the end of the press conference. And boom, everybody was pretty radically thrown out. But it was a press conference, the only press conference he's ever done. I got along with him great. We had no nuclear war. You would have had a nuclear war guaranteed. And you won't if, look, if we have the right president, if we have somebody that knows what he's doing, you're not going to have World War III. If, on the other hand, we don't, you're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be a war like no other because of the power of weaponry.
So think about what he said. They were going to start a nuclear war. I do believe they were going to start it with Kim Jong-un. This is why when Trump came into office, he warned him against two individuals. One was General Flynn because he knew where all the bodies were buried. He knew all the information. And Kim Jong-un because Kim Jong-un, he was going to be used to start the war. I do believe they were controlling him. That's why Trump walked across the DMZ. That's why he had peace with Kim Jong-un. Let's talk about tax relief. Do you owe back taxes? Pandemic relief is now over. Along with hiring thousands of new agents and field officers, the IRS has kicked off 2024 by sending over 5 million pay-up letters to those who have unfiled tax returns or balances owed. Don't waive your rights and speak with them on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best deal possible. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they can help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help finally resolve your tax burdens once and for all. Call them at 1-800-245-6000 for a private free consultation or visit tnusa.com/x22 or click the link in the description. And now, with the 16-year plan turned around, people see who's pushing this. Yes, it's going to be the rhinos, or Republicans in name only. Yes, it's going to be the D's. Yes, it's going to be the fake news. They're all going to be pushing war. And what's very interesting is that, remember, when Trump went down there and had peace, they stopped firing missiles. As soon as the resident came in, what happened? North Korea started to fire the missiles again. This was part of the 16-year plan. And North Korea, they just launched a ballistic missile towards Japan. The residents of Okinawa, they were told to hide in shelter. Sirens went off and everything else. So what are you seeing? You're seeing the 16-year plan move forward. The deep state, they are doing this. Trump, he knows all the players. He knows Xi. He knows Kim Jong-un. He knows Putin. I do believe they're all working together. And Trump told us, going back like a year and a half now, that we were going to see China invade Taiwan. Now, first, Taiwan's parliament, they passed a package of different legislation, and these changes are seen as favoring China, reducing the president's power. So that's very interesting. And then China is reportedly preparing large military fleet to invade Taiwan. Experts predict that there could be an invasion. Now, this is very interesting, and that this is coming from the Telegraph. The Telegraph is reporting that China is reportedly preparing an armada of ferries and civilian vessels for a potential invasion of Taiwan. And remember, China was carrying out a two-day large-scale exercise involving 111 aircraft, 46 naval vessels around Taiwan. Now, that's very interesting. But here in the United States, what do we see? Well, we see a congressional delegation. They traveled to Taiwan on Monday to meet with the newly elected Taiwan president, William Lai Ching-te, and they vowed to support the island. Representative Andy Barr, the co-chair of the Taiwan caucus, said the U.S. is committing to supporting Taiwan's military both diplomatically and economically. So they're going to supply weapons for Taiwan. China's coming in, which means the U.S. is going to be involved in Ukraine and involved in a Taiwan war. So when you look at this and you see the U.S. now involved in these two areas, what is North Korea going to do? That's going to be very interesting. And the United States is also mulling to put nuke cruise missiles on subs to deter China. So the U.S. is considering the deployment of nuclear-armed submarine-launched cruise missiles, SLCM-N, from modified Virginia-class nuclear submarines. So they're already thinking about this, and this is going to end up in a nuclear standoff or a nuclear war. And we were told about this, that it's going to be very, very similar to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, coming out of Newsweek, Russia now is claiming that NATO is planning a nuclear strike. So an FSB intelligence chief has accused NATO countries of preparing to conduct nuclear strikes on Russian territory as tensions between the Kremlin and the alliance continue to grow. So do we think that nuclear missiles are just going to be fired into Russia? I do believe it's going to happen in a different way. I do believe they're going to make it look like a false flag. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they've been telling us that war is coming. We're going to be approaching World War III. We're going to hit the precipice. And I do believe this is going to scare quite a number of people. And I do believe that this might even go past just a standoff. I do believe people, to wake them up, you're going to have to see something actually happen. Now, Karma Patriot, she put this out on Truth. She's pointing to Post 190, November 22nd, 2017. And this is what the Post says. USA verse, necessary to cut strings from foreign bad actors, necessary to form worldwide alliance to defeat global diplomatic coalition. Think Merkel is a coincidence? They are puppets. They're weak. They are scared. And then it says 80% dark ops necessary. She has an arrow pointing to clandestine. 20% public for justice, an arrow pointing to trials and hearings. The stage must be set. The theater of war. Have faith. Yes, the Patriots, they are controlling this. Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know that they were going to bring us to war. That's why Trump said it a long time ago. He knew that Biden would open the borders. That is part of the 16-year plan. He knows that Biden's going to destroy this economy because that's part of the 16-year plan. The plan is to destroy America. And you could see that they are following this plan. And we know that when they can't cheat in the election, we know that they will try to cover up everything that they have done by using war. And you could see that they are definitely following this 16-year plan. But this is all going to be used against the deep state players. Because again, who's going to talk about peace? Trump is. They're all going to be talking about war. Why? Because they want war. They don't want peace. Think about what's happening right now. We'll supply the weapons to Taiwan. We'll put nuclear weapons on submarines. They're all talking about war. They're not talking about peace. Trump will be the person talking about peace. And remember, he's the people's president. With everything that's happening to him, more and more people are looking at him saying, he's just like us. If he goes to prison, the people are going to be looking at this, holy crap, he is us. And the people will be behind him. We'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like it's all falling apart around Fauci and team. And the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Virus put this out and said, did NIH's Freedom of Information Act request lady teach Dr. Fauci's team how to hide COVID information? New evidence shows that NIH officials opened encrypted Proton mail account, misspelled keywords, forwarded confidential materials to Gmail, all in apparent effort to thwart federal law. Today, Chairman Representative Bran Wenstrup is opening an investigation into this cover-up. And yes, this is what they do. It's an example that we've seen before, where if you have the name Comey, they take the M in Comey and they make it into an R and an N, and it looks like an M, but when you do a computer search, it can't pick it up. That's what you do when you misspell words. So this way you can say, hey, I know you have a Freedom of Information Act request, but we just can't find it. We type in Comey and it's not there. That's because they spelled it corny. And they use an R and an N to make that M. When you look at it and you look at it on the computer screen, it does look like an M. Try it out on your computer. Type it in. You will see. But when you do a search, it will not come up. And they're using an outside email address. We've seen those before. So once again, they're caught in all of this. And wait until they start digging even deeper. They're going to find out that everything that they have done, there was really no evidence to show that this virus was very, very dangerous. And the people are going to be shocked in all of this. I do believe that truth is going to come out sooner or later, because as they keep digging, they find out more and more. Just like Julie Kelly, when she keeps digging, she finds out a lot of information. And when we start to look at the Mal raid, she is finding out quite a bit. She put this out on X and said the following: as I warned, the former feds who defend the lethal force policy included in the Mal raid plan will be even more discredited when additional details are disclosed. It appears the FBI lied about why they needed to be armed. A dumbbell and meat cleaver. More from Trump's motion. This is absolutely unbelievable. This is why they needed to be armed. Plus, he's a former president. Actually, he's the commander in chief. And he's running to be president. This is completely against the law. Their rules and regulations do not override the law. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Trump's attorney, he has asked the judge to sanction Jack Smith's team over gag order requests, saying that this is completely unconstitutional. And it looks like that Jack Smith, he wanted Trump to be gagged. And it looks like Cannon, as expected, denied Jack Smith's proposed gag order. Warns sanctions could be next if he keeps violating the rules. But if you look at what Jack Smith is doing, he knows that with Judge Cannon, he can't win this case. It's impossible because you need a corrupt judge. And with this judge continually pushing back and exposing everything that he's doing, it looks like he's trying to have this actually fail where he can then move it to another judge. Julie Kelly explains, it is now crystal clear that Jack Smith, Jay Bratt, and David Harbach, former Comey counsel and Smith's wingman at Obama's DOJ Public Integrity Unit, have no interest in maintaining a scintilla of integrity decorum in this imploding case. All the antics, all the government motions are only about PR spin to make it look like Judge Cannon is the villain here. And she knows a lot more that she cannot say because much of the proceedings are sealed under SIPA rules. Bratt's conduct is the subject of a congressional inquiry, a DOJ OPR probe, and in Judge Cannon's courtroom, a dirty case from the start to finish, which is why Cannon appointed a special master in September 2022 to prevent the sort of corruption now playing out. Misplaced evidence, including classified files, an unprecedented armed, dangerous, incognito raid of Mal, false representation to the court, and proof of collusion with Biden's White House long before an official investigation began, just to name a few scandals. Part of me thinks Smith hopes Cannon will dismiss the case so he can avoid her relentless pursuit of the truth and bringing this bogus case to trial in a jurisdiction far less hostile to Trump than D.C. or New York City. Next month will be even more brutal for the special counsel in Florida as he will be forced to defend what some consider his unlawful appointment and evidence of collusion between Biden general counsel, NARA, DOJ, and FBI, to concoct a documents crime against Trump during a series of hearings. All this in addition to SCOTUS' likely reversal of 1512C2 in the January 6th case, which could impact Smith's January 6th indictment against Trump in Washington, and remanding immunity question back to D.C. federal court for more clarification. June could be a nightmare for Jack Smith and the DOJ. Now, I do believe he wants Cannon to get rid of this. I do believe he wants to move this any way he possibly can. Why? Because of the immunity case. Think about what the D's are doing right now. They're going after Alito, and they put together a newly formed task force to go and look at the Supreme Court. They want one of the judges removed, which is Alito, and they do believe with him removed, even though it's 4-4, four conservatives, four liberal, I do believe Roberts is compromised, and I do believe they have something on him where they can force him to say, no, the president doesn't have immunity, which means they would win. So you can see this is why they're doing all of this, and they even put together this task force with Hank Johnson leading it. Isn't this the guy that said if we put too much military equipment on Guam, Guam is going to tip over? So they're doing whatever they possibly can to try to remove one of the justices, or pack it any way they possibly can, because they need this ruling this summer. Now, let's see how this plays out, because this is going to be very interesting. See, sometimes Trump allows them to do all of these things because sometimes he needs them to fight for it, just like they fought for his taxes, just like they fought him with Pence sending the results back to the legislators. He wants them to change something, and he wants it to come from them. He wants them to really push hard for it, because if they do this and they remove the immunity and they say he doesn't have immunity, this then can be used on all of them. And it might be this is where this is all headed. This is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the Biden administration, they're pulling out all the stops right now. They had De Niro go into New York, give a speech that Trump will never leave if he gets elected and he's going to ruin the whole entire country. Well, if that's true, then during 2020, Trump would have stayed in the White House, wouldn't he? Why would he give that up? Actually, it's going to be the opposite. Biden and team, they're not going to want to leave. But De Niro, he is screaming and yelling. And we know from the Post, those who scream the loudest have the most to lose. And they thought just by bringing in a movie star, the sheep would just follow. But actually what happened is everyone pretty much turned against him. When he was walking down the street, people were screaming and yelling. He was telling everyone to F you. And it was a complete nightmare for him. Colin Rugg put this out and said, actor Robert De Niro gets into a shouting match with a guy wearing a MAGA hat across the street from the Trump trial. De Niro could be seen having a meltdown after Trump supporters was heard calling him washed up. De Niro joined the Biden campaign on Tuesday to blast the former president. The actor was given orders from the Biden campaign to focus on January 6, according to the Associated Press. During his press conference, De Niro ironically blasted Trump as a tyrant. And I think the people now see the opposite. Biden is trying to use this as his campaign. Biden is going after his political opponent. Biden is bringing in movie stars, thinking that the people are going to go along with this. And I remember a post where soon these people won't be able to walk down the street. Well, it's already happening right now. And we could see the judge now during Trump's trial. They are now giving the jury instructions. Today was closing arguments. And they're going to try to have the jury find Trump guilty no matter what. Byron York put this out and said, Trump prosecutor, the other crime need not have been committed for Trump to be convicted, just intended. And by the way, it doesn't even have to be a crime. Two misdemeanors plus civil FECA violation, and voila, 34 felonies, max 136 years in prison. So basically, let me translate this. If you're the jury and you dislike Trump, all you got to do is generically find him guilty. We don't have to name the crime. We don't have to do any of that stuff. I mean, really think about this for a second, what's happening here. You think the people don't see this? Yes, the people see it. They see it very, very clearly. There is no crime. There's nothing here. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and said the following. Could somebody please ask Judge Merchan, whatever happened to Mark Pomerantz, the man Alvin Bragg was furious at for things he did on this contrived and unconstitutional case? And why wasn't he allowed to testify? Also, why did Judge Merchan not allow Brad Smith, the leading election law expert in the country, to testify? He would have ended the case quickly by explaining the law and stating that the president did nothing wrong. Likewise, Bob Costello and all his direct and irrefutable knowledge, why was he so horribly treated and completely shut down by the conflicted judge? And why were his emails and text messages not allowed to be shown? And then, of course, there's the biggest event of them all. But I'm not allowed to talk about it because I'm under illegal and unconstitutional gag order. This is the Biden White House at work, election interference. And Trump, during the closing arguments, they revealed compelling new evidence. Remember, they're telling him that, oh, he's paying off Stormy Daniels and he's trying to hide the payment. So if he was really trying to hide the payment, like Cohen is saying, why would McConey, why didn't he destroy the records? That's interesting. He didn't get rid of them. He didn't try to destroy them. And why did they actually list it in the IRS filing? Why did they actually list it on the government ethics forms if this was illegal? basically, he just blew the whole thing out of the water. But again, that's not what that's really about. Yes, it's about showing the people that there's no case. It's about showing the people, look at the criminal syndicate. Look how they use the law against a political opponent. Look how a dictator, a tyrant, uses this to get rid of his political opponent. That's what this is about. Remember, this is about the 2024 election. This is about taking back the country. So if this is about taking back the country, everything that we're witnessing revolves around that, which means everything that we're witnessing is there to wake up the people, to make the people pissed off, to make the people see the criminal syndicate, to make the people see it all, just like the borders, just like the economy fell, just like how we're approaching war. These trials, it's to wake the people up and show that they're going after a political opponent, that they're trying to stop him any way they possibly can by using all of this against Trump. So basically, isn't it a show trial? Absolutely. But who's showing who? I do believe Trump is showing the world how corrupt the system really is and what election interference looks like, what a dictator looks like. Trump, he put this out and he said, can you imagine a president of the United States who got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, and who is also the Republican nominee for president in the upcoming 2024 election, and leading in all polls against the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, is tomorrow going before corrupt and conflicted Democratic-appointed acting New York judge on a fake made-up case by a source-backed failed DA and the judge himself to see whether or not he will become a common criminal. According to virtually all legal scholars and experts, there is no such crime or case against Trump. And if there was, it should have been brought 7 years ago, not in the middle of the campaign for president. Prosecutorial misconduct, election interference. Now, it seems that CBS put out an article and they're trying to convince everyone that the Secret Service has met with local jail officials in New York to discuss preparations for Trump's time to go behind bars. Now, again, these are sources. We don't know exactly if this is happening. But once again, I do believe if Trump is going to complete the mission, I do believe he's hoping that the jury is going to find him guilty and they're going to put him in prison. Now, this could be a 1 or 2 day stint in jail, maybe a little bit longer, or a house arrest. But once this happens, this changes everything. But before we get to that, Trump on Truth put out a political poll and it says, who do you think is more corrupt? Trump and family? Biden and his family. Well, Trump and family is 19%. Biden and his family, 76%. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And once again, if they find him guilty and they sentence him to prison or home arrest or whatever they're going to do, Trump is going to become more powerful. The people are going to see him as one of them. And this is something the deep state cannot go against. They will try to use this to their advantage by saying that, do you really want a felon as a president? Do you want someone who is a threat to democracy as president? See, at that point, once he becomes one of the people are going to say, yeah, we'd rather have someone that tells the truth. We'd rather have someone that stands up to dictators like you. We'd rather have someone that is on our side, that will take every sling and arrow. The deep state at this point has completely lost. And you can see the deep state players, they are now panicking because they realize that Biden, he's not going to be able to pull this off. His poll numbers are dropping like crazy. Politico put out an article and it says Dems in full-blown freakout over Biden. Shemhorn explains, the Democrats and their stenographers in the media are in full-blown panic mode. All of their lawfare and gaslighting has only made Trump more popular than ever before. And with only a few months until the election, they are starting to crack, which means they have now building the narrative to have a change of battle. And they're trying everything they possibly can to get rid of Biden. I do believe in the end, they're going to make the case that we got to take him out with the 25th Amendment because everything else is not working. And what's very interesting is that Rasmussen reports, they put out a poll and 54% of Democrats now approve of dumping Biden. So basically, Biden is out. They're just building the narrative to get rid of him. And I do believe if he doesn't drop out himself, they will force him out with the 25th Amendment. And it looks like we're heading in that direction. And I do believe the plan is now all coming together. All the pieces of the puzzle, they're coming together. And eventually what's going to happen is people are going to see the true criminal syndicate, and they're going to understand it. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want the Obamas front and center, because I don't believe Trump is finished exposing the treasonous criminals of this country. And think about who the conductor was of the 16-year plan. And what's very interesting is that Kash Patel, he was on Tim Pool's podcast, and he says we should have 24/7 declass of 9/11, JFK files, and everything else. And I do believe he's absolutely correct. I think the people should know the truth. I think people should know exactly what's been going on in this country and who and what the deep state has done. And I do believe this is going to shock a lot of people. And I do believe when this is all revealed, people are going to understand who the true enemy, who the true criminals are, and why we had the war, why we had 9/11, why we had all of this. Because everything was done by the deep state players to destroy this country, to keep the people controlled, to remove our rights, to violate our constitutional rights. This is what they've been doing for a very long time. And this is why they had to cheat like they never cheated before during the 2020 election. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they caught it all. Like I've said from the very, very beginning, this is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And now all they have left is war to cover up their crimes. And if we go back to 2020, you can see the cheating. It is clear as day. And the Gateway Pundit did a very, very good job in showing the pattern in all different locations, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Georgia. And at the right moment, at the right time, all of a sudden, we had this dump of ballots pretty much at the same exact time. Is that a coincidence? I don't believe so. Can this actually happen? Absolutely not. And what's very interesting is nobody can explain this. How did this happen perfectly with the exact ratios and everything that they needed? That should tell you everything you need to know. But this time around, it's not going to happen. I mean, I do believe what the deep state's going to do, they're going to assess the situation and they're going to realize, well, we can't cheat. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to delay. Now, if they do try to cheat, this election is going to be too big to rig. And they could try it, but I don't think it's going to work. And I don't think Trump wants them to cheat. I think he wants them to try to delay it. And I think since we're going down this path of war, he wants an attack on this country. Remember, it's all controlled. It's done for show to wake the people up. He wants then to use paper ballots, because if we were attacked with a cyber attack, what would happen? Well, I do believe that the elections, since they're part of the national infrastructure, they would have to be guarded. And we couldn't use the Dominion machines because we don't know what malware or anything happened. We don't know. So those aren't safe to use. And to make sure that no one can interfere with the election, we'll have to go back to old school of counting paper ballots. And we need a lot of people watching. We need people to guard it. And this is something the deep state players do not want. They do not want paper ballots. Why? Especially people coming in with voter ID. Because again, we got to make sure that these people are actually U.S. citizens. If there's an act of war and we were attacked, we got to make sure that they're citizens. So you got to come with an ID. Do you think the illegals are going to come? Absolutely not. Why would they want to go where the military is? They wouldn't. So I do believe that this is the deep state's worst nightmare. And this is why they're going to try to use chaos and everything else. But I do believe in the end, Trump is going to show the deep state, I've got the people, look how much I won by, and now we're coming after you. And I do believe when all said and done, the hunt will be on. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.